Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael soon, Be'ezer Hashem. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting at the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Rav Acho Rav Chinino B'Shem Kehano, Ein Halacho Ke'Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. We saw in the Mishnah Machlokes, if you have a koyri, you have a crossbeam in a mavoi, which is higher than 20 amo, is it kosher or not? Chachamim say it's not kosher. Rabbi says it is kosher. Says the Gemara, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Deloike and Ma'an and Amrim, Rabbi Yehuda v'chachamim te halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. Says, why do you have to tell me that you're not passing like Rabbi Yehuda? Of course, we know. When you have an individual arguing on many, yochid v'rabim halacha ke Rabbim. So I know about my own, that if you have Rabbi Yehuda and chachamim, we pass like chachamim. What is the chiddush of Rav Kehana? Says the Gemara, "Begin to Omer Rav Yaakov by Idi b'Shem Rav Shu ben Levi, halacha k'divrei ha'meikel b'hilchos eruvin." The reason is because Rav Yaakov Idi said name Rav Shu ben Levi, then in hilchos eruvin we go always the kula. And the Gemara brings an example to that. V'amam nach b'yitzchok b'Shem Rav Shu ben Levi, halacha k'Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. This is going to be a Gemara l'kamon regarding if does a person koine a shviso in eruvin if he's sleeping. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that he could do it. And that's the shita which is more mekel. So we asked on it. Didn't we learn already that halach is always like the shita that is more mekel? So why do you have to tell me that halach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Now the following few lines of the Gemara seems to just be a repetition and the shinui nischos over takes it out. Same sentence that we said before. So Avitzri Banachman says the name of Shubba Levi that we pass in like Rechab Nuri regarding someone who's sleeping and is koine Eruv when he's sleeping. V'kashin Allah, we asked today the question that we said before. We know Aloha Kedivere make a Eruvin. Says the Gemara, Savi Mema Yochid Tzayochid. Answers the Gemara there. We thought when you have one arguing with one individual, arguing with one individual, so then we pass like a divrei meikel. Hayochid etzel chachomim, but if it's one against many loy, maybe then you're not going to pass like the individual. So then also have Yaakov Barachor, Yaakov Behidi, Beshemashu ben Levi, halocha kabiyach ben Nuri, afilu chachomim chalukim holof. So that's the Chiddush, we pass Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even though he's the individual arguing on the many, arguing Rabbanon, we still pass like him. So now the Gemara goes back to our sugyo. Veko, and over here, Te'alocha ke'Rabbi Yehuda, afilu chachomim chalukim olov. So maybe here we'll pass like Rabbi Yehuda, even though chachomim argue on him regarding the crossbeam in the mavoi. So why really we don't pass in that way? So the Gemara goes and says another thing. Shmuel Omar, halocha ke'divrei ha'meikel be'eruvin. Shmuel also said this idea that someone that we pass can like the meikel, the kulo in eruvin. What about what we learned? What we mentioned in the previous daf? When you have open bridges, metaltim tachteim b'shabes, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could carry under them because you say p'tikra yoyv v'soysim. You say that the edge of the bridge is considered to be like a mechitza going down from that edge to the bottom. What are we passing over there? Do you also there we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Omer lei, so he told him, loy ruvin amarti, veloy mechitzes. That's the gifts of Rabbi Chaim. Meaning, I did not say that halacha kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda always. I said it only legabe eruvin. When we speak about eruvin, then we pass like kedivrei ha'meikel be'eruvin, because eruvin it doesn't have a source min haTorah. It's completely derabbanan. But mechitzos, that's halacha Moshe Sinai, that we do have mechitzos, that we're not passing like the meikel. So when we're speaking about the bridges, the shayla is not in Hilchos Eruvin. The shayla is, do we have a mechitz over here? Do we have a wall over here? Then we don't pass like the meikel. So it concludes the Gemara and says, Sovar Kehana Kado de Shmuel. Rav Kehana agrees with Shmuel that we pass in Kedivrei Meikel only in Eruvin, not in mechitzos. And therefore, the Fuket Soch Meima and Halacha Ke'Abyudo. That's the Chiddush of Kehana that tells us over here in our Mishnah. Here is also Gabi Mechitza. Because you're putting over here the crossbeam on the Mavoi to create a fourth Mechitza. So there we don't pass in like Yedivrei HaMeikel, therefore we say, Ein Halacha Ke'Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara and says, Lo Omar Elo Lemala Me'Esrim, HaBesoif Esrim Kosher. The Mishnah that says that it's possible is only when the Koyer, the crossbeam, is above 20 Amo. But if it's right within the end of 20 Amo, meaning it's the last edge of the 20, it's Kosher. This goes into the discussion, when you say something, do you mean ad bichlal or veloy ad bichlal? When you say it's kosher until 20 amah, does it mean until the edge of 20 amah? Or it needs to be within 20 amah? In other words, does the cross have to be below 20 amah? Or it could be literally touching the 20 amah height? So the Gemara now says, b'soif has to be kosher, it can reach that last edge of the 20 amah. So the Gemara v'tayi k'rav, that goes like Rav, the Rav Omar, sof she'urin lehakil. You go based on the end of the shear to be makil ad v'ad bichlal. No, it's not ad v'ad bichlal. The soif the shear, the edge of the shear is lachmer. When I say that the curry needs to be within 20 amah, it needs to be below 20 amah. It can't touch the edge of the 20. And says the Gemara, therefore, abchia b'shea b'yechonon, mo'voi shekarosu l'malo me'esrim, if the koiro is above 20 amo, noisin kor betoich esrim, umimad betoich esrim. You have to make sure the koiro is not the edge of the 20, but it's below 20. Or the other option, how to fix it, is the umimad. You make the floor a little higher, and you make the distance between the floor and the koiro less than 20 amo. As we'll see in the moment, the Gemara is going to explain how you do that. You need to have not only part of the koyer below 20 amo, you need to have the full heksha koyer. We'll see later what's the koyer which is kosher for a mavi. It needs to be strong enough to be able to hold a brick on top of it. So you need to have enough koyer below 20 in order for that koyer which is strong enough to hold a brick in order for it to be kosher. So the fact that he's saying betoich 20, mashri has to be below 20, that is like a birch, not like a rav. Says it can work even according to Rav. Even according to Rav that says the ad v'ad bichlal, that really you should be able to get to the edge, he will agree over here not to put it at the edge. So as the Gemara says, afilu k'rav asa, it works even according to Rav. According to the gear, so you don't take away the next word he. The din in Hilchos Shechita is that you have to take out roiv simonim. So machlokes and chulin, what did the Torah say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Make sure to cut roiv of the simonim, or make sure not to leave over uncut roiv simonim. My nafkamina, if you do half and half. If you do half, do you say that you accomplished that you didn't leave roiv, or you need to actually cut roiv, so you need to, it's not enough to cut half, it has to be cut, the roiv of the simonim. Rav holds half is good enough. Continues the one that based on the base, v'lamam rupsulo, but still, Chachom said that you need to do an actual roiv. Why? Because it's not going to look good. If you're going to say that exactly half is kosher, people will come to do a little less than half. They're not going to know it was exactly half. So therefore, you have to be machr to show that you're doing more to at least accomplish the half. Says the Gemara, the same thing over here. Shib Tamar, Shehita, and Besoif Esrim, that's the Gersh of Chaim brings. If you're going to put the koiro at the edge of the 20, Afu Nois Lamala Masters, he's going to come to do even more than 20. So if you make sure to do it below 20, so it's clear it's below the 20 Amo threshold. Continues the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, make sure that you have less than 20 Amo space. And the Gemara now is going to introduce the idea that we mentioned briefly before, that not only you could put down the koiro and make it lower, but you can also elevate the floor, make the floor higher, and then make the space in between less than 20 amo. So says the Gemara, Kitzad Yemaet, how do you make the space in between less? Oise istabo al pesach ha-movi yomater ha-movi. You make a little wall in the entrance of the movi, and that makes the movi kosher, because now the distance between the floor and the koiro is less than 20. Kame yebo, how much do you need in that wall? What area you need in that wall in order for it to be okay to be machsher the movi? Says the Gemara, arbot fochim kedei movi. The Reb Chaim fixes the gear, so arbot fochim kedei mokim. Always a mokim choshuv is four tfochim. So this wall going into the movi, going to the length of the movi, how big it has to be? It has to be a length of four tfochim, mokim choshuv, and then the koira above it will be kosher. Reb Yisrael, tefach kedei koira. I don't need more than the width of the koiro. The koiro, what's the width of the koiro? One tefach. So below the koiro, you need to have the wall, which makes it less than 20 amo. I don't need to go more inside of the mavoi, only below the koiro, below the crossbeam. Chavirayo, the friends in Beis HaMedrash, they said, koshu, I don't need really to have any length of the mavoi. As long as they have something that makes the koiro less than 20 amo high. Hare ain't can go even estrim amo al ruch of tefach. Because then I don't have over here a full tefach of the width of the koiro above 20 amo. So as long as something of the koiro is below 20 amo, that's already kosher. So Chavirai are much more makel. They hold that you have to have just something small that makes the koyo less than 20 amma in one place. Continues the Gemara, says a different case. Loya gavoya sarat tefachim. The minimum height of the koyo needs to be 10 tefachim. If the koyo is below 10 tefachim, so you can either bring the koyo higher, or you can dig in the floor of the mavoy and make sure you have a 10 tefachim height. So tzorech lochuk, you have to dig down. Kama yochuk, what will be the length going into the mavoy in order to make this the koyo kosher? So here the Gemara is much more machmir than the first case. Rav Acha amar arba amas kedei mavoy, not for tefachim like we said before, for amas. Why? As Rav Chaim explains over here, because Bishlam on the previous case, you have over here the koyo makes a wall. The problem is a little too high. So as long as I make it lower, the wall works. But here, if I don't have the hechsher of a mavoy, I'm trying to create a wall for a space. You need to have the space in order to create the wall. So according to Rav Acha, the minimum space in order to be able to create something for a mavoy needs to be the size of the mavoy. What's the minimum size of a mavoy in length? 4 amos. Rabbi Yossi Omar Abot Foch Kedei Mokum. This is also more machmir than before. There he said only one tefach. He says you need a little bit more. You need more of Mokum Choshev in order to create a wall. He brings another solution. We forget about the crossbeam. You can create a new way to fix the mavoy. But if you're digging anyway, you make a choritz, you make a pit, which is going to be in the entrance of the mavoy, even if it's not close to the wall of the mavoy, and you dig down 10 tefachim. By digging down 10 tefachim, you're creating here a lechi. A lechi is the pole, and the pole is machshir the mavoy. But because it's not next to the wall of the mavoy, so it needs to be roi chavar, has to have a width of 4 tefachim, and then is mater the mavoy. And what it means, maybe mifrim, maybe bechutz, it doesn't matter if this choritz, this digging, is inside the mavoy or right outside the mavoy, it still works as the lechi of this mavoy. But says the Gemara, the condition is, v'yishyeh b'toch shloish lekos le'amavoy. Even if you want to do it outside, it has to be at least within 3 tefachim to the mavoy. And why 3 tefachim? Because then you get to love it. It's considered to be connected to the mavoy. Says the Gemara, afil keman demar taman arbo. Even according to Mandoma that holds that you could say love with even for 4 tefachim, as we'll see later in this pesachto. Moed yaocha b'shloisho. He's agreeing here. It needs to be 3. Why? We use the gears of Reb Chaim. Tamon toich lamavoy from haocha chutz lamavoy. There we're talking about connecting 2 beams and make them 1, but they're both in the mavoy. So it's clear that it belongs to the mavoy. So within 4 tefachim, you could say lovut. But here we're talking about a pit which is outside the mavoy. To make this part of the mavoy, even this mandama agrees, they need to have a lovut of less than 3 in order for it to be considered part of the mavoy. Says the Gemara, also go to a petach mavoy. If you have a fence in the entrance of the mavoy, this is pasha, there's no chiddush over here. If you have a wall, an actual wall, of 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim width, so then you have a wall. So that is matir the mavoy, and the mavoy you're allowed to carry in it. But we bring this for the next case. Hayasham tell, this is the Gersa of Reb Chaim, if you have the height is not going in a straight line. It's in an angle. It's a slope. There is here a ramp, so to speak, going up from the bottom, from the floor, up to the height of 10 tefachim. As I have some tell, mislaket asor tefachim mitoch shalosh tzorich koyo v'imla v'in tzorich. Meaning, if it reaches 10 tefachim height after 3 ames in width, it takes 3 ames for this tell to reach a 10 tefachim height. It's not considered to be a wall. It's considered to be a ramp, and therefore it doesn't work as a mechitza. And therefore, you need a koyo. You still need a crossbeam to be matir this mavoy. But if you reach 10 tefachim high within less than 3 amos, so that then it's really considered to be a wall, maybe a little wall in an angle, but it's still a wall. It's a mechitza and it works for the mavoy. Says the one is tani tani mitoch arbo. We said before the shita that within 3 amos needs to get 10 tefachim. More than that, it's not a wall. There's another mandama that says within 4 amos. If within 4 amos it gets a 10 tefachim, so it's going to be a wall. If it's more than 4 amos, then it's a ramp. It's a machlokes Rabbanon Rameir. Reb Chaim says we don't know where this Rabbanon Rameir is. Reb Gemara just tells us it's a machlokes Rabbanon Rameir. Haya munderan be'emtza amavoy. Meaning if this slope that we're using as a mechitza is in the middle of a mavoy, לעליון מידוי משום חוריץ ותחתוין משום גודר. So Reb Chaim explains, the case is you have your mavo and mafulish. You have a street that has two walls to it, and the street is open from both edges. So that doesn't work as a mavo, at least according to Rabbanan. But here in the middle of the street, you have a wall. You have some kind of a slope, and the street, part of the street is in a higher level, and the other part has been the lower level, and in between you have some wall of 10 tefachim, even if it's going on a slope, but the slope is within 3 amas, so it's considered to be a wall. So then this wall in the middle of the street is going to be a chorit, it's going to be a ditch for the top part of the street, and it's going to be a wall for the bottom part of the street. So if now you put a crossbeam or a pole in the two entrances of this street, it's going to be a mavoi, because it's considered to be for each half of the mavoi, a mavoi she'enu mefulush. Because you have two walls on both sides, and you have the ditch or slash the height, which is considered to be the mechitza shlishis, the third wall. So you have three walls over here. So each side of the mavoi can put in a lechi or a koiro and be machshit, and you'll have here two mevois, two that are kosher for Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Beis.